He's trod on him there, hasn't he? I think he stood on him. Yeah, I think he has. Yeah, I think he's definitely sort of just so desperate.
Bye, Ekduck. Yeah. He's gone and slapped him in the face.
Yeah. Here we go. It's the Pompey Pod with Mike and Dan. A very good evening, Dan.
Very good evening.
How are you?
Good. You?
Good, good, good. Yes, good. According to Gary Neville, we shouldn't waste time asking how each other are. We shouldn't bother with all that.
Oh, really?
Did you see his little 15-minute rant about why do we do it? It's an email. We spend like 15 minutes a day just answering questions that are relevant. You know, yeah. Hi, Gary. How are you? It's like, why am I answering these questions?
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I digress. Like let's go to the Pompey Pod.
Been sitting with Roy Keane too long.
Yeah. But this is the Pompey Pod. We are all things Portsmouth. We've got two games to talk about this week. We have Blackpool away and we have Burton at home. Another 4 points, another two games unbeaten. Fabulous, yep. Fabulous stuff. 5 points clear. We still are. Peterborough playing tonight. We play them at the weekend. We'll have a look forward to that game as well. Whilst we record, this will go out after the Peterborough game has finished. But let's get straight into Blackpool, Dan. Not a lot to talk about in this, but a couple of key incidents, I would say. Before I do that, I'm just going to say, if you do like our content and you want to get involved, please follow us, like, subscribe, follow us on Facebook. We put loads of content on there, like kind of predictions and things like that, and team predictions and man of the matches and things, polls. So get involved. It is at Pompey Pod on Facebook, YouTube and Twitter/X. Anyway, game. Key points of the Blackpool game to start with. What were your thoughts of the game overall, Dan?
Well, I was only fortunate enough to watch the second half. Nothing really happened, did it? Did you see it? You didn't see it, did you?
I saw moments, but only moments that were showed on the replays.
Yeah.
Slash, I was going to say highlights, weren't really highlights, were they?
No. Well, I actually watched the first 10, 15 minutes. Yeah, what's the first 10, 15 minutes? I can't actually remember what happened, but it looked like it was going to be quite not a bad game, sort of end to end. And then I had to go out. Then I saw that Blackpool had Jordan Rhodes sent off. So I thought, happy days. That's good. And then I watched the second half. We just didn't really get out of second gear, really. Just sort of, it was almost like we were playing for, I'm sure we weren't, but it was just like we were playing for a draw, just sort of going, well, we got dicked by them 4-0 at home. 0-0 is not a bad result with the results that are happening everywhere else. They had a couple of good chances. Yenge had a really good chance, which was saved really well. Hit the post three times. One of Yenge's was one from that shot. But it was just all right, wasn't it?
What did you think of the red, which has now been overturned?
Why?
Well, okay, this kind of gone. What were your views on
it? I've only seen it from the poor replay that you see on. And he led with his arm, didn't he? Did he not?
Did he
not lead with his
arm? I thought so.
So why has it been rescinded then?
I think it's one of those that, again, in the Premier League, I don't think that gets overturned. I think he has definitely led with his arm. He didn't seem to complain too much when he got sent off.
He didn't seem
particularly shocked or anything. He didn't do any, my God! Oh. He just kind of accepted it and wandered off. But yeah, they've overturned it.
I think it's soft. I think it's soft. But then I think with those ones, you've sort of got to go with it, unless you've got a view that shows completely the opposite. You know, shows him not touching the player or barely touching the player. Then you've got to go with the referee's decision, haven't you? Surely.
You think so? I do think Rafferty did make an absolute meal, and if it was the other way around, I would be annoyed with hell, because there didn't seem to be a lot of contact. Any contact that was made, it certainly wasn't an elbow, was it? It was more of a forearm. But we're not talking like a Ben Thatcher on Pedro Mendes type forearm, are we? We're talking like a more of a brushing against his head.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought it was a red personally. I could see, or let's put it this way, I could see why he gave a red.
Yeah. 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 I think that that also explains why the horrendous regional commentators, which were possibly the worst I've ever heard, which just when you think regional commentators can't get any worse. I heard the Blackpool ones, and basically for the whole of the second half, it was them squealing anytime a Pompey player went near a Blackpool player, saying things like, he's elbowed him in the face there, hasn't he? He's trod on him there, hasn't he? I think he stood on him. Yeah, I think he has. Yeah, I think he's definitely sort of just so desperate.
By heck, Doc, yeah. He's gone and slapped him in the face. Yeah.
So desperate to get a Pompey player sent off. But then I also realised afterwards that one of them was Brett Ormerod. So, that ticks a massive box, doesn't it?
Yeah, there you go. That'd be
red
right.
flag.
Yeah. I didn't have the pleasure of listening to them, but I thought it was a strange one. But yeah. It seemed, you say we weren't really going for it, but it did seem that we seemed to have the better chance. They had that early chance with Rhodes, didn't they? You dragged it just wide of post. Yeah. Like you say, Kamara had one turn on the post. Yenge had one turn on the post. I've only seen the replay a couple of times, but how Moxon missed that one at the far post when it kind of looped over towards the far post. And he somehow.
I think he possibly thought it was going straight in because he sort of moved away from it, didn't he? And then it hit the base of the post, and then he sort of went to go for it afterwards. So I don't know whether he just assumed it was. Didn't gamble, did he? Didn't gamble, Mike.
No, didn't gamble. Got to gamble on those ones, didn't you? Got to gamble on those. Well, okay. Well, to be fair, before the game, you'd take a point. Once they go down to 10 men, you're probably thinking, well, we should get three here, but you'd take a point, wouldn't you? Then to Burton. I thought, with the exception of the last 10 minutes, we were actually bloody good against Burton.
Yeah, I thought that was the best performance for a while, although we've been winning games and getting points. I thought that was the best, that was the most dominant performance. And I thought when I saw the team sheet, like most people, I was quite worried. I was actually quite worried before the game anyway. I just had a funny feeling that it's just going to be one of those games where we're expected to win and something goes tits up. And then when I saw the team sheet, I was like, but then I think even sort of 5 or 10 minutes into the game, it looked like the formation was that way we set up worked really well. And then they weren't really coming out. Pack was getting loads of the ball, and we seemed to have space all over the pitch. We kept sort of getting Kamara free in the first half. And it was just a few sort of bad crosses into the box or missed chances that meant we didn't win by more. And then, like you say, that last 10 minutes was a bit of a panicky 10 minutes on it. But yeah, no, I thought we were really good. I thought some really good performances as well.
Yeah, I thought it was. I've seen a lot of negativity, or not a lot, but a fair amount of negativity towards Pert Harris. But I actually thought he was decent last night. I thought he actually had an okay game. I think he's slightly further forward. It was almost like him and Sadie almost both playing in 10 role, weren't they?
Yeah. I thought that was Sadie's best performance as well from the start, because usually he's better as an impact sub, isn't he? Peterborough are 1-0 up, by the way.
Aye. Oh, well, never mind. Got to look after ourselves, haven't we? But,
I thought they were very good all over last night.
What did you think of Yenge starting? What was your thoughts on that?
I don't mind it. I never mind a bit of...
chopping and changing.
Yeah, a bit of chopping and changing. I thought he did all right.
I thought he played well.
Yeah, I thought he took took the second goal well. The miss in the first half was quite poor, but we don't mind that. And the penalty was class, I think, to have the balls to do that as well. If it comes off anyway.
Yeah.
If it doesn't come off, we'd be screaming at him, wouldn't we?
Tonk, don't you? Yeah. And the thing is, there's two things on that. One, obviously, five, maybe 7 minutes earlier, he's missed that sitter.
Yeah.
I think it takes balls to do that in the first place, but to do it, 5 to 10 minutes after you've just missed an absolute sitter.
Yeah.
And it's one of those as well, isn't it? If the keeper because he barely touched it, and he's just kind of like, it's the dinkiest of dinks.
Yeah.
And it's almost like the keeper's got enough time to dive, but then get back for it. But obviously, he didn't. But yeah, fair play to him. Fair play to have the actual balls to take that under the circumstances. But I thought he did all right. I thought he was quite dynamic. I think that's the difference between him and Bishop, isn't it? Don't get me wrong. I'm not a Yenge or a Bishop. I kind of feel they both have a place. And I think it's actually, I think it's good that he's got his chance. I think he's taken his chance. I think he might even stay in for the weekend, potentially, because of his two goals. Do you not?
No, I think that's probably the back of Messino's mind all along. I think probably play him against Burton, get Bishop back after he's had a little rest against Peterborough. In fact, I'd be willing to bet you £1 on that.
One whole pound?
Yeah.
One English pound. Okay, yeah. I'll take that bet. I think it's difficult, isn't it? Can you really drop him after scoring two?
Yeah, times? I think you can. Maybe early on in the season, if that happens, if you're sort of if you're not top position. But I think if you're in the top position, you're in first place. I think he knows what he's doing. I think that's what his plan is. Give him a little rest. And then get him on for Peterborough.
Apologies, by the way, if anyone heard that, it's just a little burp. Sorry about that.
Muted it.
Yeah, good. At least I didn't highlight it then. That's good.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know. I think they offer different things, and I also think Bishop has been a bit off form lately. I like him. I do like him a lot. Obviously, we were massively singing his praises for first half of the season. Things kind of changed a little bit after the old cuppy years, didn't they? But I do think he adds a lot to the team, not necessarily just the goals. He adds a lot, kind of almost like unsung sort of work, isn't it? That he does off the ball and,
well,
and
that's the thing. Kind
of shielding.
When you say off form, is it everything about his play, or is it just the fact that he's not scoring as much? Because no. I think his hold up play and his setting other players is just as good as it always has been.
And the thing is, for whatever reason, whether we're not finding him or whether he's not finding the positions in the box, but obviously there's a disconnect there. But yeah, we'll see. I'll be happy either way. I think Yenge obviously a bit of pace up front, and he'll be full of confidence after getting two. But we shall see. So obviously they pulled a goal back, and then you had the situation whereby I didn't actually see this. They should have. I don't remember seeing this, and I tried to look for the replay. It's not on there.
I only saw it last night. I only saw it in real time. So yeah, I don't really remember what happened, but I know that Swanson fouled, and it was a stonewall penalty, really. I don't quite know. The referee was strange last night. At least he wasn't as shit as some of the other refs in that he had an awful game from start to finish. But some of the big decisions were really poor, I thought. Like that penalty, Kamara going down in the first half, should have had a penalty. I haven't seen that again, but Messino said he thought it was a penalty. So just some strange decisions, but I don't know quite how you can not give. Well, I suppose when you're there and you've got 19,500 Pompey fans and 50 Burton fans.
Do you reckon there was that many? 50?
Apparently there was 52 because there was. They said that there was 92. But then I saw a bloke from Burton saying that he was there and he counted everyone, and it was 52. So it's the easy decision is to give no penalty, isn't it?
Yeah. So fair play.
Maybe that came into it.
Maybe it did. But it did mean that we won. Obviously, Derby and Bolton both won last night as well, so it is still the same at the top. As we said, Peterborough are currently leading at half time against Stevenage. That's the big game, isn't it? We've got some big games coming up. But the thing is, you look at the teams that we're playing, we've not lost to any of the teams that we're about to play, which is good. We're on a run of form, 11 games unbeaten now, of which we've won 8, which is pretty decent. Well, it's not pretty decent. It's very decent, isn't it? And also, when you think that there's periods, long periods, that we've actually, you look at Oxford, didn't particularly play well there, didn't play particularly play well at Blackpool. It was the one before Oxford. Didn't really play that well in that game, but kind of still grinding out wins, aren't we?
I think the difference is when you've got, I think because we've got 8 games left and, you know, 4 or 5 of them are against good teams. When you're sort of up against a good team, normally you've got 4 or 5 shit teams in between, haven't you? And then you have a big game. Yeah. But we've got, you know, 5 out of 8 games that are going to be tough. So, with the injuries and stuff. So we'll see. But, I mean, they've done it all season, haven't they? So, and they've done it with injuries all season, with losing big players. So losing top players.
Top players. He's a top player, isn't he? He's a top player. Down to the bare bones, as someone might say.
Yeah, so down to the bare bones.
Ogilvy's the one for me, really, that's the real worry. Because I just think Sparks, I like, there's elements of Sparks' game that I like. I thought there was a period where he was putting just incredible crosses in. Excuse me. But clearly, defensively, he is... He's not all that, is he? So it does worry me, especially when we're up against, you know, you think about the weekend. Peterborough have some pace about them, especially in the wide areas, don't they? And that could be a little bit of a concern. Which, worst case scenario, if we had Kamara and maybe Lane hanging back, it means you're just going to lose them as an attacking force, aren't you? So neither are the best defenders. I think they work hard, but they're not really defenders, are they? Go on, what are you going to say?
What about with Swanson coming back? Do you think that he would think about moving Rafferty over to left back?
Maybe.
And Swanson right back?
Maybe. Certainly in those away games, kind of Bolton, if Ogilvy's not back for Bolton and Barnsley. Yeah. I know Barnsley's at home, isn't it? So maybe not. But those away games, Peterborough and possibly Bolton.
Yeah.
You know, I think with those... Solid.
And with those big games, I can't see us playing 3 at the back with Rafferty as a centre-back.
I don't think that's going to work.
It worked against Burton because they weren't great.
But, didn't have a lot to do, did they, until the last 10 minutes? No. Okay, well, we'll see. But we are on a fantastic run of form. We are top of the form. Well, no, tell lie. We're not. We're second on the form league. Lincoln are actually top of the form league.
Oh, yeah, they are, aren't they? It's flying.
Same results, but they've got... In their last 10 games, Lincoln have scored 21, conceded 3. That's pretty impressive, isn't it?
Good job we haven't got them last game of the season, isn't it? Oh, yeah, haven't we? That's right.
Yeah, and they will probably be in a position where they're potentially sneaking into the playoffs at that stage if they continue their form. So, yes.
Who did you say man of the match last night? Sorry. Who did you say man of the match?
I thought it was probably Moxon's best game for us. But again, I've seen people saying he wasn't all that. But I thought... You know, particularly in the second goal, I thought his contribution there, but just in general. But I think you've got to go Pack. I mean, Pack was phenomenal.
I think with Moxon, I thought he had a brilliant game. But there's always 2 or 3 times when he gives the ball away really badly, and I think that's what people remember. Whereas Pack doesn't do that, does he? Pack will have a good game, and he very very rarely gives well. Sometimes hardly at all gives the ball away. So I think that's, but I thought Moxon was really good, just other than a few bad balls. But yeah, Pack was class, I thought. And Rafferty and Raggett. I thought Raggett was very good again.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of good performances, wasn't there? I didn't really see much of him, but how was your mate White when he came on?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't do anything wrong for sure, did he?
No, he could have stopped that at anything, really.
Didn't do anything.
No, didn't do anything.
Fair enough. So that's where we're at. Obviously, Derby, Bolton play each other at the weekend, so one of them's going to drop points, if not both, so that's good. Do you see us beating Peterborough?
I think we can do. I think as Derby are playing Bolton, it wouldn't be such a horrendous weekend to drop points. I know, obviously, we don't want to, but I think Peterborough are very strong at home, very good team. So it's unlikely that we're going to go, well, it's, you know, if we go there and get a win, that's going to be quite a surprise, I think. So a draw would be good. And like I say, with Derby and Bolton both playing each other, it might not be such a bad weekend to drop points. That's my positive outlook.
I think we'll get a point. I think we'll probably go looking for a point, and I think we'll probably get it. It'd be great if we win. I don't think we're going to win this. We're going to win this game. It's because they are tough. They're in a good run of form. Yeah, we keep saying that, but only Lincoln are in a better run of form than us, so we shouldn't really worry too much about the form of other teams. Mm. They're in a good run of form, actually. They are now. They've won four, drew one, but before that, they lost four on the bounce.
I think it's because we don't sort of blow teams away. That's why our form is. Although we pick up points, we don't sort of smash teams. So.
Yeah. Well, let's see. I'm going to go draw.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Or the negative side of me might say narrow defeat. But actually, do you know what? I think it'll go one of three ways. We'll either win, we'll either draw, or we'll lose. No, but I think if we lose, I'm going to change what I said about narrow defeat. I think if we lose, we might lose heavily, which might be a bit of a dent. But I think we'll draw. Let's go with that.
And Derby and Bolton, are we hoping for a draw there? I think
we're hoping for a draw. I don't know. It's difficult. The Derby are in good form. Bolton are indifferent a little bit at the moment, aren't they? They're kind of, some weeks they look very good, like they smashed Oxford the other night, didn't they? Mm. But then go and lose a silly game against Charlton the other day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Was it then we lost to Charlton, or was it Derby lost to Charlton? I forget.
They both did. Bolton drew, didn't they?
They lost to Wigan, didn't they? Bolton lost to Wigan.
Mm. Yeah, Bolton drew with Charlton, and then Derby lost to him, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go draw. There you go. I'm going to get off the fence.
I'm not going to predict.
What do you think the score will be? Pop it in the comments below. This will go out on a Thursday, so you've got a couple of days before the match to get your comments in, get your predictions in. Tell us what you think the Portsmouth game will be result against Peterborough. What's Peterborough's ground called? Do we know?
The Petersfield.
Peterborough Stadium.
Yeah.
So St. Petersfield. What do you think the score will be? Pop it in the comments. Follow us on YouTube, Facebook, and X. Dan, obviously you saw Mr. Massino down at
I've just seen what the ground's called.
What's it called?
I don't think I'm going to have to double check that's right, because not only have I never heard of it, it's awful.
I was going to say, so you saw Massino at Fratton Park last night. Have you bumped into him since?
I did see him today, yeah.
Did you? Where did you see him today?
I saw him at a school's football tournament. He was walking around.
Oh, yeah.
He turned up. All the kids loved it.
He was in little butchers, was he?
I say kids, they're like 15, 16, so they're grown men. He was walking around. He did look a bit, he stayed for about half an hour, I think. And he had that look on his face as if to say, yeah, I had a day off today. And somebody rang me and said, oh, can you turn up and just walk around the school's football tournament?
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay.
Smile and wave, boys.
Yeah.
Little Butchers. What was school's tournament? Was it like a finals thing, wasn't it?
No, it was a five-a-side, six-a-side tournament. Not even my boys. It was just a few of the boys from the football team
over
there. So I went to watch. Yeah, and then he turned up. So I think that's quite a nice surprise.
Yeah,
I'm not quite sure why he did, but yeah. It's the West. Does that? Can you get the Western?
No.
No, the Western Homes, the Western Homes Stadium.
How is it?
The Western Homes
Stadium. That's not his original name, though, is it? That's a sponsor's name. What was it originally called?
London Road.
Oh, that's London Road. London Road sounds familiar. Yeah.
I think it was London Road, wasn't it? Yeah, London Road.
Yeah, I think you're right.
London Road. Yeah.
The Western Homes
Stadium.
Lally's
right. Pharmacy Stadium.
The Lally's Pharmacy substitution. Okay. Shall we have a quiz?
Yes, please.
Got a great quiz for you this week, Dan.
Yeah, you say that every week.
I know. And every week I pull it out of the bag, I think.
Yep.
Do you not concur?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, last time round, I quizzed you on Portsmouth's first season in the Premier League. And you did reasonably well. I foolishly predicted a 5 out of 5, but you got 3, which is all right. Yeah. This week, I've got 6 questions on Portsmouth's last season in the Premier League.
Oh, that's so...
0, 9, 10.
This is where I started losing interest.
Let's see how you get on with this.
Yeah,
so we're going to start with
Fulham. One of the answers is going to be Fulham. Go on, carry on.
What is the name? What is the name of the chap that bought Portsmouth prior to the season starting from Alexander Galemak for an alleged £60 million? Obviously, we had several owners that season. What was the name of the guy who first bought it?
Alexander Galemak. I was thinking of Sasha Galemak.
Sasha wasn't that his nickname? Was it Sasha? Okay. Maybe it was Sasha. Anyway,
that's what I was going to say. Yeah, go on then.
He owned it up until this point. He's the one who kind of started the downward spiral of financial issues. Yeah. But who bought it from him? And has still been apparently seen in and around Fratton Park to recent times. Wearing top. He owned us for about 40 days, I think.
I don't know. I don't know.
We can come back to that one if you want.
No, because it's something that I should know. And I don't even think I'm going to remember. So...
Okay, shall I tell you?
You give me the initials.
Okay, the initials are SAF.
Oh, Sir Alex Ferguson.
Sir Alex Ferguson. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Was it? Stephen.
Sir.
Al Fayed.
Oh, yeah,
Al Fayed boy.
Al Fayed.
Yeah, no. See, I would never have got that. I don't pay notice of things like that.
That much attention. Yeah. He was the first of the. He wasn't the fake sheikh, but he was the first of the sheikhs that he apparently was the one who had no money whatsoever, but claimed he did. Okay, so Portsmouth's season started. No, tell a lie. That's the next question. Who scored Pompey's first goal of that season in a 4-1 defeat against Arsenal? It was our third game in. We didn't score in the first two. Our first goal came in a 4-1 defeat at Arsenal.
I'm thinking defender.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right, defender?
Yeah, defender.
Kabul. No, he wasn't even there then, was he? Was it? Yeah, go Kabul then.
I'm going to have to tell you first answer. It's Yunus Kabul is correct.
Yay, get in there.
Yunus Kabul is correct. Do you know what? I kind of lost it out of my memory, but looking at researching this, I forgot exactly how bad we were this season. We lost our first 7 league games.
Yeah.
But we did beat somebody 1-0 in our 8th game, thanks to a Hassan Yebda goal. Who was that team that we beat in our 8th game?
I remember this as well. I remember this. And it was someone like Birmingham or someone like that. Someone shit. Someone that lower. That sort of Birmingham, Wigan, Stoke. Fulham, bottom half of the Premier League.
I'm keeping a poker face.
I'll stick with, I'll go on Birmingham. I don't know. I can't remember.
Oh, you're in the right area of the country. It was Wolverhampton.
Oh, of course it was. I remember it now. And it was at Wolves as well, wasn't it?
Hampton Wanderers. Yeah, I believe it was. Yeah, it was.
Yes. Yeah, I can see the goal now as well.
It was at Wolves because the next question is our first league win at Fratton Park was the 4-0 demolition of Wigan. We were there. I remember it well. Who scored a hat-trick in that game? Do you remember it well?
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah, Dindan.
Aruna Dindan. Yeah. Yes.
In the Milton end, weren't
we? Wasn't one of them where he missed a penalty but then headed in the rebound, if I remember.
Oh, that's right. I was going to say, yeah, he scored a penalty, but tamely
head a rebound. I can't remember whether he actually scored the rebound or whether he actually then tamely headed it back to the goalkeeper.
Yeah, I remember something about a penalty in the because we were right behind it, weren't we?
Yeah, we were in the middle.
It was 3-0 at half time or something, I think.
Yeah, demolition. Mm. Despite being completely dog poo that season, we did manage to take 6 points from two teams. One of those teams was Wolves. Who were the other?
Wolves. There's so many shit teams in there. Middlesbrough or something like that.
Currently Leeds. Premier League again. They've kind of yo-yoed around since then.
Yeah, but that could be anyone. That could be about a million teams.
Well, yeah, Fulham. It could be one of a few.
Is this the Fulham answer I was expecting? No. Right. Okay. Let's cheat and look at the Premier League table, and then I'm going to tell you who exactly it is. It is must be Newcastle. West Ham. Newcastle. West Ham.
Oh.
Newcastle. West Ham.
You're quite close with West Ham in a way because it's Burnley.
Oh, so I looked at Burnley. I didn't think we
beat them twice that season. I think it's, I can't remember, 2-0, it was one of them. I can't remember the other score. And then finally, here's your last one. Okay.
Yep.
Who scored to date, what was to date, Portsmouth's last Premier League goal at Fratton Park against Wolves in a 3-1 victory?
Was it O'Hara? No. Yeah, go on. Jamie O'Hara, seeing as you're doing that with your eyes.
No. Go on.
Okay, Michael Brown.
Michael Brown is correct.
Yeah.
No, I knew when you went all.
I thought it was midfielder, and I thought did O'Hara score anyway in that game?
I don't think he scored in that game, did he? I'm not sure.
But I remember that.
Oh, okay. So you got one, you got two, you got three out of six. Congratulations.
Yeah. Good say that's like 50%.
There you go. How did you get on with the quiz? Did you get 6 out of 6? Did you get one, Dan? If you did, pop it in the comments. Why not? Just tell us about it. Tell us about how you got on your quiz. There are other quizzes on our other podcasts. So if you've watched some of our podcasts, generally people watch about the first 5-ish minutes. But fast forward to around about 25 minutes. Skip all the nonsense. Just get involved in the quizzes. That's what you might want to do.
Yeah.
Go back. See them historically because the quizzes don't age, do they? Still quizzes.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Quiz is a quiz.
Yeah.
Do you want to save yours till the next time or?
Might as well. We've gone past the 30-minute mark.
So we will crack on. We won't crack on. We'll get running because
we'll crack off.
That's the end of, I nearly said that, but I thought that's not really left, is it? We will be back next week with a review of Portsmouth against Peterborough. Hopefully that'll be another 3 points. And what that will mean is that we will extend at least against one of the Derby or the Boltons. If we do that, we shall see. I'm going to go for a draw. You're not predicting, are you?
No, I'm fence sitting.
You're fence sitting as per usual. Okay, that is the Pompey Pod. We are done. We'll have a similar one next week. But for now, bye.